Are you tired? Are you frequently in a state of fatigue? It might surprise you to learn that your cellular health begins to decline as early as 25 years of age. As you age, your cell membranes start to become like Swiss cheese. This cellular damage is the primary cause of biological aging. It could be the root of your fatigue. But there's a breakthrough supplement that's scientifically proven to repair and renew your body's cells. NT-Factor Lipids. NT-Factor lipids are identical to the phospholipids found in your cellular membranes. NT-Factor is the only solution proven and published in medical journals to repair those dead spots in the membranes. If you're older, it can give you back the vitality, focus, and cognitive function of people half your age. And if you're young, this is the tool to optimize your energy production. I've been using NT-Factor for years and prescribe it for my patients. Learn more about the NT-Factor line of nutritional formulas at your favorite health food store or online retailer, or to order direct, call 800-982-9158, 800-982-9158, or go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to the weekend edition of Intelligent Medicine. This is a radio program that enables you to find out the best of high-tech medicine, the best of natural therapies. Putting those all together for you each weekend is my task. We've got lots to discuss this weekend. 877-726-8255 is the way to get on board with the question. And even if you call when we're not live on the air, you can call 877-726-8255 and record a question. We have several excellent recorded questions to prop our conversation today. And we also have lots and lots of stuff to discuss. We're going to talk about the anti-inflammatory diet and its impact on health. We're also going to talk about Facebook. What's up with Facebook these days? Because they keep feeding me, tempting me with all kinds of high-calorie junk foods. Don't they get it? 877-726-8255. Also, why living in the mountains could be the best prescription for your health, and lots more. All right, big story that has been in the news. Finally, the facts are emerging about the death of Matthew Perry. At first, it was thought that he was taking ketamine therapeutically, and he had a heart condition, and he kind of made a mistake and got into a hot tub, and it kind of lulled him into kind of a torpor, became lethargic, and then slipped beneath the surface and drowned. Now the facts are emerging around this case, and it's kind of a cautionary tale about ketamine. So first, let's talk a little bit about ketamine. Ketamine is a dissociative anesthetic, and it's used by anesthesiologists in surgery to produce sort of a trance-like dissociative state. It's even used in pediatric cases because it seems to be well-tolerated at controlled doses by kids. And it's just one tool in the arsenal of anesthesiologists. And then it was recognized that ketamine, if infused intravenously, could have an impact on depression. You know, lots of people don't respond to antidepressant therapies. I think the success rate is about maybe at best 30%. And so many people suffer from what is called refractory depression, a severe form of depression that doesn't respond to talk therapy, doesn't respond to the usual antidepressant drugs. So constantly looking for things, even like shock therapy, to jolt the brain into normal functioning. And what ketamine appears to do is it's kind of like, you know, when your computer's not working, you know, it's loading really slow. So it's time for a reboot. You basically turn it off and then you turn it back on. and then sometimes it all works out. And to some extent, that's the way the brain is. If you turn it off, in effect, with ketamine, there's a chance that when the brain wakes up, that things will function more normally. And that initially, there were some promising results with intravenous ketamine use. And then there was kind of a ketamine gold rush. It was touted as more effective than antidepressants. And then all kinds of online dispensaries came up. You know, the kinds of dispensaries that'll sell you the different types of baldness medications and also can dispense testosterone and Viagra and various medications without actually going in for a medical exam. You could just get some kind of perfunctory exam. They would usually put on a nurse and they would go through a questionnaire and they say, fine, you know, we'll send you a package of whatever medication you desire. And this was actually encouraged during COVID, where in-person doctor's visits declined. So COVID was part of the problem. And then we suddenly had a wild west of ketamine. And we know that Matthew Perry, the star of Friends, had a long-standing drug history. I mean, he's a guy who's been in rehab multiple times, in and out of rehab, relapsed. And so finally, ketamine was proposed as a way of treating his drug addiction and his general depression. But the strange thing was, is that at the time that he drowned, he had very, very high levels of ketamine in his system. In fact, he had levels of ketamine in his blood that were equivalent to what's used in general anesthesia. So it is no surprise that it incapacitated him. It actually immobilized him because you kind of lose control over your muscles and he sank beneath the surface of his hot tub and drowned. So what was the reason that he had a lot of ketamine in his bloodstream? Because there were, in fact, regularly scheduled IV treatments of ketamine, but the last one that he'd officially received in a clinic was a week before. So how was it that he had very, very high levels of ketamine in his system? Well, it turns out, and there's actually five indictments and five folks are up for trial, two doctors who were suppliers, and a woman named Jasveen Sangha, who's kind of a Hollywood celebrity, an online influencer, a big person who hung out in Hollywood venues, who is now dubbed the Ketamine Queen. And she was always ready to prescribe people with illicit ketamine on demand. And apparently she was at least one of his main suppliers. And she's got a very, very interesting address book. That's going to be really interesting what it reveals about the prevalence of the use of illicit drugs among Hollywood celebrities and rich folks out on the left coast. And so these folks are in big trouble. Two doctors, the Ketamine Queen, Jasveen Sangha, and also a couple of assistants, so-called, of Matthew Perry, who are facilitating his drug use. And in fact, it is said that Matthew Perry's last words to his assistant on the day of his death was, "Shoot me up with a big one." These guys, without any kind of medical credentials, were giving him intravenous shots, sometimes in a car, sometimes at his home, sometimes poolside, of ketamine. And it brings up the issue, is ketamine something that can cause dependency? Well, initially, it wasn't thought so, but ketamine actually has a name as a street drug, Special K. It is a drug of abuse, because anything that gets you bent sideways is going to be associated with a high. And that's what drug addicts love, is anything that takes you out of the current moment. And ketamine, turns out, may have a very, very high level of abuse and dependency. if not outright addiction. Addiction, one of the definitions of addiction is that you go through a withdrawal. Well, maybe you don't go through ketamine withdrawal, but when reality returns and it's kind of gray, maybe it's time for another ketamine shot. And so there's now a call for multidisciplinary safety standards for ketamine clinics. Some of the online purveyors of ketamine have closed down or stopped selling ketamine for off-label uses for mental health disorders and chronic pain. And so what has once been a promising therapy for depression has turned into the Wild West. And there's a need for regulations that curb the proliferation of ketamine clinics across the country as a fix for mental health problems and pain conditions. It's unfortunate because I think initially there was utility. The science was there. It could help with certain conditions. But now because of abuse, there's going to be a lot of blowback. 877-726-8255, our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
As you know, it's important to me that the supplements I recommend and use are of the highest quality. That's why I stock the Protocol for Life Balance product line at my online dispensary, drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. Protocol for Life Balance offers a wide range of professional-grade products using ingredients backed by strong scientific research, including a suite of supplements for digestive support, handle tougher digestive problems, and larger, more complex meals with GI Guard AM, enzymes HCL, oregano oil, and peppermint oil, GI. This premium collection may help to maintain the integrity of your stomach lining and promote gastric comfort, help reduce occasional bloating, indigestion, heartburn, gas, and other normal diet-related digestive disturbances, as well as maintain healthy intestinal flora balance. For more information and to order, just go to drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. That's drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. Protocol for Life Balance is an A-rated GMP manufacturer of premium dietary supplements.
You remodel your kitchen, you remodel your bathroom. Now remodel your gut. That's right, your gut. Any successful remodel job requires workers to show up with the necessary tools and ready to work. Well, it's just like that with probiotics. They need to come with prebiotics to encourage growth, as well as postbiotics to nourish the gut. And Dr. O'Hara's probiotics do just that. Dr. O'Hara's contains a rich nutritional prebiotic, along with a full spectrum of 12 selected probiotic strains and naturally derived postbiotics. During a 3-year fermentation process, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics create healthy, organic nutrients and the diversity of flora that are necessary for long-term digestive health. So remodel your gut today with the right workers.
Get Dr. O'Hara's probiotics at natural grocers, Sprouts, Whole Foods, Vitamin Shoppe, and other natural health retailers nationwide. Also available online.
Wellness is just a click away. Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here with you. 877-726-8255. Our number momentarily will take a few of your recorded questions. And here's an interesting survey that has to do with the inroads that AI is making in medicine. Recently, there have been some studies that suggest that AI, artificial intelligence, or chatbots, offer actually more accurate medical advice than doctors do, even with the added perk that it seems more compassionate. This story got a lot of play recently. And so will intelligent medicine, this radio show and my podcast, will they ultimately be replaced by artificial intelligence? Because you could just, you know, query any question you like, you know, instead of calling 877-726-8255, just go to your favorite chatbot or AI purveyor and pose your question and you get an answer. Well, survey says, well, it's a good news, bad news scenario. So first, here's the good news. Most people still prefer using a human doctor over artificial intelligence for the diagnosis and treatment of their medical conditions. Okay? The bad news is that the margin was actually very slim. In this survey, most equated to just 53% So not exactly a resounding victory for human intervention in medicine. 47% of the 2,472 respondents said that they would prefer an AI-based clinic over a human specialist. So here's the difference, though. I got to say that AI, artificial intelligence, has some flaws. The greatest being is that the machine learning is based on a large language model, which means basically garbage in, garbage out. And whatever is out there in the medical literature that is highly selective and often very biased towards conventional treatments, you're not going to hear a lot of the kind of information that you get here on Intelligent Medicine. Not that the information that I provide is misinformation, but think COVID. Think of all the what was then gospel has turned into misinformation or disinformation or propaganda that ultimately wasn't borne out. So I'm reassured that there still is a role for live doctors and live radio and podcasts like mine. This item, Rocky Mountain High, is there really something to it? And the fact is that if you look overall at the states, the rates of obesity are highest in the Delta, in the South, in Mississippi and Alabama and countries of the South, Georgia, certain parts of Appalachia. But in Colorado, Colorado is actually, from a health standpoint and from an obesity standpoint, the fittest state in the union. And much of Colorado is high up at high altitude. Many communities are, you know, Denver, maybe, I don't know, 5,600, 6,000. Then there's Boulder, even higher. And many communities are at pretty substantial altitudes. Also think, you know, Swiss mountain sanatoriums. They're often way up in the mountains. It's where you go to regain your health. These are health resorts. So there's an article here which talks about research that suggests that living high up in the mountains could be beneficial for your metabolism. It's based on an animal study where the researchers placed adult mice in pressure chambers that contained either 21%, which is sea level oxygen levels, 11%, which is levels at 14,000 feet, or 8% oxygen. That's way up there, maybe 20,000 feet. Both mice and humans can survive. There are people who survive in the Andes at 20,000 feet. Well, what happened was the mice were healthier, and they actually had better blood sugar control. They had an improvement in glucose metabolism. And so the suggestion is that maybe a change of venue to high altitude could be the best thing for your health if you're overweight. The mice were found to be leaner. They burned calories more efficiently, and they were less prone to elevated levels of blood sugar. So maybe there really is something to it about Rocky Mountain High. For those living above 14,764 feet, oxygen makes up only 11% of the air, as opposed to 21% at sea level. You quickly adapt to that, and ultimately, this might help protect against metabolic disease. 877-726-8255. That's the number to call anytime you like, 24/7, 365. We'll take some of your recorded questions momentarily. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. You know how important it is to ensure that your supplements are genuine, safe, and effective. That's why I partnered with Fullscript, an online dispensing platform that only offers curated professional-grade brands that I know and trust, the very same supplements that I prescribe to my patients and take myself. Never counterfeit or expired, always stored and shipped correctly. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to start your free Fullscript account. Buying through Fullscript offers fast shipping, optional refill reminders, a mobile-friendly site. It's safe, secure, and HIPAA-compliant and offers world-class support. Fullscript also gives you access to my custom targeted supplement protocols that combine the products that I recommend to address specific needs, heart health, immune support, and much more. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to sign up for your free FullScript account. You'll get access to the supplements and features you need to help you achieve your wellness goals. That's DearHoffmanStore.com, DearHoffmanStore.com.
A regular dose of intelligent medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Our number 877-726-8255. You can call during the program, or you can call anytime you like during the week. Record a question. We've got a call, a live caller, Bob in Ohio. How you doing, Bob?
Yeah, hello, Doctor. There was an article in the Washington Post that said when there is a drug shortage, compounding pharmacies are permitted by the FDA to make these drugs, even though the drug is under patent. And this explains how companies online can sell Ozempic legally. But my question is, have you ever heard of before the FDA approval of compounded pharmacies selling patent drugs when there's a shortage?
Yeah, that's a really interesting question. And so, okay, let's first of all talk about what are compounding pharmacies. Compounding pharmacies, and I've used them continuously during my medical career. For example, I have patients who are extremely allergic to something. They're allergic to soy, or they're allergic to gluten. Maybe they have celiac disease. And unfortunately, many common drugs have ingredients that can prompt allergic reactions in super sensitive folks. And so we might take a common drug that a person needs and have it specially formulated by a compounding pharmacy. What they do is they get the active ingredient, they put it into an inert form, either, you know, some liquid or perhaps in a hypoallergenic capsule, and then the patient can safely take the drug. Alternatively, we also use these compounding pharmacies for tailored prescriptions of thyroid medications for what's called bioidentical hormone replacement. When, you know, instead of a one-size-fits-all approach, we may say, well, this person needs more or less of estrogen, progesterone in combination. Maybe we'll throw in some DHEA or use some testosterone. And we can really dial in specifically a patient's needs. There's even, you know, like some of these compounding pharmacies sell ketamine. You know, and that's another story entirely. So, all right, there's a system by which you get a patent on a new drug, and that patent lasts for varying periods of time, usually 7-9 years, and there's no possibility for competition. And so you have a lock on the drug, the production of the drug, and you also have a lock on the price of the drug, and generally these drugs can maintain a high price. And then once the patent expires, you then get what are called generics. And generics are often comparable. Sometimes they're not as good. They contain the same active ingredients, but maybe, you know, the matrix that the medication is in is not that good. So some people really like brand name Synthroid, which is the original thyroid formulation, the T4 synthetic formulation. Other people save money, and their prescription plans encourage them to get a generic L-thyroxine, which some people swear isn't as good. Some people say it's fine. Many studies say that these things are comparable. All right. So now, with these weight loss drugs, they just can't keep up with the demand. It's estimated that 1 in 8 Americans has taken one of these new weight loss drugs. So Ozempic, Wegovy, Trulicity, Zepbound, Mounjaro. They're selling like hotcakes, and they just can't keep up with the demand. So through a loophole that you've mentioned, Bob, there is the continued ability of compounding pharmacies to offer these medications, often cheaper than the brand name drugs, okay? And also sometimes in forms that are very useful, because I know some integrative doctors, they kind of recognize that there is some value to the use of these weight loss drugs, but they don't like the high doses that are available, so they customize like very low doses or intermediate doses, and they use these drugs in that fashion. So, and the rationale for that is there's technically, it's a technicality. And I think probably the drug companies are not happy about it because, in effect, it's competition. And some of these compounding pharmacies are actually lowballing them and offering cheaper, comparable alternatives. The concern is the quality. And you have to be careful because some of the stuff that's out there is poor quality. The manufacturing standards aren't good. You don't really know that the doses are properly standardized. And also, frankly, there can be impurities and there can even be harmful ingredients. So that's where the crunch lies. I tend to use compounding pharmacies, I have in the past, who are very, very quality conscious and have not run into trouble in terms of any kind of quality control. I know some compounding pharmacies have been under the gun because of impurities. But if you use proper compounding pharmacy, it's safe to get these drugs. And, you know, I'm kind of happy in a way that this loophole still exists because it offers patients more options.
Well, let me ask you this. Have you ever heard of any other drug shortage where compounded pharmacies made up for the shortages?
I haven't, but I, you know, there may be some instances. You know, I think an example might be EpiPens. You know, when EpiPens were, you know, somehow somebody cornered the patent on EpiPens and they ended up selling them for, you know, astronomical amounts. And I think that's where compounding pharmacies could have come in and said, hey, you know, you're actually limiting people's access to an essential thing. And that may also apply to shortages of other drugs that have occurred from time to time. So, you know, that's something worth looking up. Maybe you can do a little research for us, Bob, and, you know, share with us what you found. 877-726-8255, our number. Folks, you've heard me talk for years about the breakthrough benefits of CBD. Now, our friends at CB Sciences have developed an innovative suite of non-CBD products that mimic CBD's healthful effects. CB Sciences' new Plus Health CBD-free line of gummies and capsules. The Plus Health Clarity gummies are packed with DMAE, lion's mane, and rhodiola. These are all plausible ingredients for cognitive health designed to boost your brain performance, enhance memory, and provide natural energy. Or say you need a little peace and calm. Plus Health's Peace Gummies, a soothing blend of L-theanine, lemon balm, and St. John's wort, support serenity and relaxation without the drowsiness. And if you're on a journey towards optimal health, the Reshape capsules are packed with powerful ingredients like berberine and OEA to support metabolic balance and help maintain healthy blood sugar levels. For more information and to order, head over to pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman for these innovative products. Use coupon code Hoffman30 for 30% off. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman for the new Plus Health non-CBD collection. Okay, and speaking about these weight loss drugs, this is interesting because there's an ongoing controversy about these weight loss drugs. Do they increase the risk for depression and even suicide? And this is a controversial proposition because now we have tens and tens of millions of people who are taking these drugs and potentially hundreds of millions across the world. These drugs are ultra popular and so many people are taking them. And it would be scary if over time a serious side effect like depression or even suicidality developed around the use of these medications. So it's a big safety concern. And the studies are varied on this. There's even a study. There's a study from the European Medicines Agency. That's like the European version of the FDA. They said that available evidence did not show a link between suicide and semaglutide and other drugs used for weight loss. They even had a study that was published in the journal Nature Medicine, which found that the use of semaglutide was linked to a lower risk of suicidal thoughts. And that can make sense, too, because, you know, say people are really distressed about being overweight and they lose a lot of weight and they're happier. And maybe they're less prone to think about doing away with themselves. But there's a new study which was published in JAMA last week. A study linking popular weight loss drug to suicide risk again raises long-standing safety questions. And in that study, they looked at reports from patients who said they thought about killing themselves while taking semaglutide. And they found a disproportional risk of suicidal thoughts in people taking semaglutide, but not in people who are taking liraglutide. Liraglutide, I think, is Trulicity. Okay, that's an old-fashioned medication. They still use it. They still use it for diabetes. But if you really want to hit the weight loss, use a semaglutide like Ozempic, Wegovy, or Mounjaro, which has semaglutide in combination with a gastrointestinal peptide agonist. So that's a dual-action drug. All right. When they compared reports of suicidal thoughts in people taking semaglutide with the risk reported with all other drugs in the database, they found the risk was elevated by about 45% in people taking semaglutide. But here's the concern. People who already had depression and were taking antidepressants and were also taking these weight loss drugs, which is a common scenario. People are depressed and then they want to lose weight and they take these medications. The risk was 4 times higher in people who were also taking drugs to control depression and anxiety. So that is a signal that bears some attention. And we don't know the answer. And they're going to look at this, and some people predict that there's going to be product liability lawsuits ultimately against some of these companies. And it's going to be interesting to see how this pans out if it emerges that indeed depression is a feature of this. You know, look, curbing appetite has a lot to do with the pleasure centers in the brain, and you take down the gratification and pleasure centers in the brain, and you may actually affect mood. And for some people, that may result in a complete loss of interest in things, depression, and even higher risk of suicide. 877-726-8255, our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Are you tired of feeling tired? Do you wish you could turn back the clock on aging? NT-Factor Lipids is the breakthrough supplement that's scientifically proven to repair and renew your body's cells. NT-Factor Lipids are identical to the phospholipids found in your cellular membranes. They've been shown to repair mitochondrial damage, a primary cause of biological aging. In clinical trials, NT-Factor therapy resulted in a 26.8% increase in mitochondrial function, restoring it to levels found in young adults. NT-Factor has also been shown to reduce fatigue by up to 43%, and has even been shown to significantly reduce a wide range of symptoms and improve the quality of life in patients with various conditions, like chronic fatigue and those undergoing chemotherapy. I've been using NT-Factor for years. You can find the NT-Factor line of nutritional formulas at your favorite health food store or online retailer. Or, to order direct, go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com.
Kyolic aged garlic extract is considered by many to be the goat of garlic, the greatest garlic supplement of all time. For over 50 years, Kyolic aged garlic extract has been the trusted choice for millions for safe, effective cardiovascular and immune support. Aged garlic extract's effectiveness is well documented in over 900 published scientific papers and studies. Kyolic aged garlic extract is created by aging organically grown garlic for up to 20 months. This unique aging process makes aged garlic extract gentle on the stomach, eliminates the offensive garlic odor and taste, and results in safe, beneficial compounds found only in Kyolic aged garlic extract products. Whether you're seeking ways to maintain healthy cholesterol or blood pressure levels, or strengthen your immunity, there is a Kyolic formula right for you. Visit Kyolic.com and learn about Kyolic's many health benefits. That's K-Y-O-L-I-C.com. Look for Kyolic at natural health stores nationwide and online.
A regular dose of Intelligent Medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here, 877-726-8255. And now to one of our recorded questions. Let's hear it.
What can put cartilage back in your bones when they're rubbing against each other? Both knees are like on the outside. They have no cartilage in it.
Okay. Well, that's the so-called bone on bone. And this is kind of a Humpty Dumpty question, because there are these articular surfaces that are made out of collagen materials, the cushions, synovial membranes, that keep us from being bone on bone. And, you know, if you're bone on bone when you walk or, you know, do activities, you're going to have some degree of grinding the gears. And that's progressive, and that can actually wear down the ends of the bones and produce arthritis and inflammation and pain. And so usually bone on bone is a prescription for a knee replacement or a hip replacement. And aren't anything on God's earth that's going to alleviate that. Sometimes they inject some stuff in there, cushioning material like Synvisc, which is hyaluronic acid. And that can provide relief for a while, but it doesn't replace the cushioning action of actual synovial membrane. So it, on this subject, though, this is an interesting entree to something we're going to be talking about in this program. I've often looked at things like glucosamine, chondroitin, for joint health. And indeed, there's some literature that supports that. And personally, I take glucosamine, chondroitin. But I've always wondered about the potential of collagen to do that. And in the past, you know, there were, you know, some forms of collagen that weren't that great. You know, you could take Knox gelatin, which is a form of collagen, but it's a poor form of collagen. And many, you know, even my mother used to do that to improve her hair, skin, and nails. There was always a little box of Knox gelatin in the kitchen cabinet. But nowadays, there are better formulations. And pretty soon, we're going to start talking about, we've acquired a sponsor, Brightcore, which makes a collagen formula called Revive, and it actually contains hyaluronic acid. Now, I'm not going to suggest that it's going to fix a bone-on-bone situation. I think it's more helpful as a preventive, and if you've got, you know, some rubbing, but you still have some of your synovial membrane left, and you don't have a torn or absent meniscus, it's the menisci in plural that actually protect against the grinding in bone-on-bone situations. So there you have it. That's something that we're going to be talking about soon. It's, I think, a great collagen formula. You know, there are different types of collagen, so they combine the different types in a formula that actually helps skin, joints, nails, and hair. And I think that that's something that I'm going to start adding to my regimen, put some of that into my shake. Product's called Revive. 877-726-8255, our number. And, you know, what's up with Facebook these days? You know, I go on Facebook, you know, to connect with friends, but also because I'm up there professionally. You know, I've got a page on Facebook, so I, you know, put information up on my page, the Dear Hoffman page. And so I'm on Facebook. And it, yeah, it's a time suck. I know a lot of people have given up on Facebook and social media because it just, you know, you just get drawn in. But supposedly the technology is so precise as to micro-target me with things that can be monetized, frankly. I mean, yeah, I mean, they want to draw you in. So it could be cars, trips, bicycles, camping gear. You know, these are things that get my attention. And I continually try to curate my feed because if I get, you know, stupid political comments and conspiracy theories that I don't agree with, I just, like, hide that, get rid of it. I don't want to see less of that. Or bad family photos from people that I don't even know and don't care about. Or there's, like, sometimes sly invitations to softcore porn, you know, which could be a gateway to a flood of porn offerings. Yeah, don't go there. You know, it's like, big-breasted women, okay, you know, hide that, get rid of it. Or alternatively, cute animal videos that if you like them, I'm tempted to like them because they're funny, but they'll inevitably bring you a torrent of pet posts that I don't want to see. And that, but then there are the foods, and I got to tell you that the algorithm has figured out that I'm interested in nutrition, and I get things like irresistible creamy mac cheese, yummy sweet potato brownies, cheesecake, chocolate cake, cookies, pretzels, breakfast delight, rich strawberry smoothie. And I keep trying to hide it, saying, see, Les, they just keep inundating me with these posts. What's next? Are they going to then offer me Ozempic and Wegovy ads? I mean, I don't get it. It's like they don't understand me. And I just keep, they just keep dishing up these tempting food posts that I, for the world of me, I can't figure out why they're so interested in having me see these things and like them. I guess it's just going to be, I'm going to have to keep hiding things like Cozy Kitchen, which offers comfort food 24/7 on my Facebook feed. I'm not down with that. 877-726-8255, our number. Coming up, more of your phone calls. Don't forget that you can get great products. You can shop hundreds of curated vetted supplements in my full script dispensary, drhoffmanstore.com. Check it out for value and quality. This is Intelligent Medicine.